From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now a trip to the country's best bass fishing location. Falcon Lake straddles the Texas-Mexico border. It reaches into both countries, and it's ranked number one by ESPN Bassmaster. NPR's Wade Goodwin is always up for a difficult assignment, so he traveled down to Zapata, Texas, where he found the fishing is great, but there's just one catch.
On the drive down to Falcon Lake, it slowly becomes apparent that one big reason it's the number one bass fishing lake in America is because it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's a four-hour trip from San Antonio, the closest city. So you've got to have some serious want to, as they say, if you're gonna fish here.
This is Strike King XD, which has been really good. The Norman DD22 on the next row has been an excellent bait, too.
This is big bait.
It is big bait. Come on over this way.
First stop is Falcon Lake Tackle Shop, because whatever you've been using is not going to cut it down here. These fish are big.
This is like hooking on to a Cummins diesel and pulling him out of a junkyard. And those fish know where every bush is.
James Bendeley owns Falcon Lake Tackle Shop with his brother Tom. They've been fishing here since 1961.
This is heavy-duty, full-contact fishing. These are the strongest, most jacked-up fish you're ever going to catch.
The fishing rods feel like broomsticks, and the line is 25-pound fluorocarbon. It's not cheap, and it's probably not tackle you're going to use anywhere else. Bendeley says many first-timers balk initially.
They hit the water, and after about day one, they come in here and they said, all right, where's that big damn rod you had? I need something. These fish are kicking my butt.
There is one problem. It's the Mexican cartel called the Zetas, and they like to use Falcon Lake to smuggle drugs. In September of 2010, a young couple, David and Tiffany Hartley, rode their jet skis 6 miles up the Salado River in New Mexico. The Hartleys wanted to take pictures of a beautiful church that rises out of the water when Falcon Lake is low. But Old Guerrero is also a Zeta staging area. When the Hartleys showed up with their cameras, they were chased by men in boats who fired upon them. Aaron Sanchez is a captain with the Zapata County Sheriff's Department.
Mr. Hartley sadly didn't make it across like Mrs. Hartley did. He got shot by these individuals.
David Hartley's jet ski and body were never found. A Mexican state police investigator assigned to the case was himself decapitated, his head mailed in a suitcase to a nearby army post. But the situation began to change last fall after the Zetas seized a small Mexican island in the middle of Falcon Lake. This was too brazen even by Mexican standards. The government sent in helicopter gunships, which blasted the gang with missiles and 50-caliber machine guns, killing 12. Texas authorities say the Zetas have since kept a much lower profile. Nevertheless, Captain Sanchez advises,
we believe that there's parts of that lake on the other side that are controlled by drug trafficking organizations, and it's unsafe for anybody to go in there, even Mexicans, Mexican authorities. It's unsafe for anybody.
This is scary stuff, scary enough to keep American fishermen away no matter how good the bass fishing, right?
Yeah, we're going to put this boat in and go catch a good one. Let's go!
Cartel schmartels. These bass fishermen have 200, 250, even 300 horsepower outboards, and their boats can go 70 to 75 miles an hour on the water. At the Zapata boat ramp, the bass boats line up in the morning.
Pat Hailstones. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I do drywall for a living.
Pat comes down here every year, and yes, he fishes in both American and Mexican waters.
Way different than last year. Last year we caught them all deep. This year we're catching them mostly shallow. The other day we had 175 from about 2 to 8, 8.5 pounds. We've been here since Saturday. My buddy caught a 10.5 Saturday.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, like I said, the other day we caught 175 in a day, you know. And I don't know, give or take 20, you try to keep tabs, but it's just a jerk fest.
Well, if Soraya Sahardi Nelson can report from the front lines of the Middle East, I guess I can travel up the Salado River in search of big mouth bass, or Colonel Kurtz. I know, you can see the headline. Idiot NPR reporter murdered by drug cartel while bass fishing on the Salado River where he knew not to go. On a positive note, I'm traveling with James Bendeley from the Tackle Shop and Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist Randy Myers.
Nice cast.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Years of practice.
We're fishing. Meyer says the reason the fishing is so good at Falcon has to do with the lake's massive fluctuations. For 5 to 10 years, the water will go down 50 feet or more, and the mesquite, wesatch, and retama grow far down the bank. When the rains come, all that brush becomes the perfect underwater spawning ground for largemouth bass. Meyer says the fingerlings hide from the predators in there.
We've been stocking this lake for years with a strain of largemouth bass from Florida. We call them Florida bass. We found that Florida bass have a propensity, because of their genetics, to grow faster and grow larger than our native strain of bass here in Texas.
And because we're so far south and the water's so warm, the fish grow year-round.
Oh, well, I got another one.
I was just showing off. That's another good fish.
Within minutes of casting a line, I begin to catch bass. Big ones.
Nice fish weight. Maybe not quite that much, maybe 3 pounds. The bad deal here is that your spinnerbait is destroyed. Your lucky spinnerbait. Yeah, see, it lost one of the blades.
These fish have been known to tear up some equipment.
Wow, how about that?
Nice fish.
You know how sometimes when you catch a fish, it takes a second to know if you've got one or not? That's not how it is at Falcon Lake. When a 5-pound bass hits your line, a shock wave runs through the pole and into your hands. Although this was my first time bass fishing, in 2.5 hours I caught a 5-pounder, 2 4-pounders, 1 3, and a half a dozen 1 and 2-pounders.
Okay, I'm going to cast wherever Wade casts now.
Probably a good idea.
He caught the 3 biggest fish.
Around us, Mexican fishermen cast nets from their 18-foot skiffs and haul in tilapia. It's quiet and peaceful and oh so remote on the Rio Salado. We stay 3 miles north of Old Guerrero and its beautiful church, and there are other bass boats out here too. As the minutes tick by, I stop worrying about the Zetas. I want that next fish, an 8-pounder, or a 10, or a 12. I need a bass boat. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Allison McAdam and Franklin Cater, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Peter Elena. We had engineering support from Stu Rushfield.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Brendan Banaszek, Greg Dixon, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Jessica Deal.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.